If I ask you what the word burglary means, you might define it as breaking into and entering a home or some other building without permission. But burglary has an even more precise meaning in a state's criminal statutes. Here's the legal definition for burglary in Illinois. A person commits burglary when, without authority, he knowingly enters, or without authority remains within, a building, house trailer, watercraft, aircraft, motor vehicle, railroad car, or any part thereof, with intent to commit therein a felony or theft. That's a pretty broad range of places that can be burgled, and that's why we had this headline late last month. Man who hid an ambulance charged with burglary. An ambulance, barring some sort of unique interpretation, fits the motor vehicle part of the statute. It's usually not clear why certain laws read as they do. Why, for example, we have a list in the burglary statute that includes watercraft and railroad cars specifically. Sometimes it's because legislatures are reactive and amend the existing law to include a scenario that didn't before mean burglary. But a court can have the same sort of guiding hand, too. Take, for example, the Illinois court that had to decide whether a person who allegedly opened the hood of a car to remove its battery could be charged with burglary. That alleged scenario fit the statutory language just fine in the eyes of one court, setting a precedent for others. Ditto the act of taking something from the bed of a pickup truck, and the taking of something from a tent. It's all burglary, as long as the other elements are met. The Illinois Supreme Court, in fact, decided fairly early on that the burglary statute was meant to codify pre-existing burglary case law, and that that body of law defined the word building to include a fabric, structure, or edifice designed for the habitation of men or animals, or for the shelter of property. A burgled building under that definition, then, courts decided, could be a car wash, a chicken house, an under-construction tool shed, and even a telephone booth. But despite such a broad grouping, some courts have drawn the line at some point. A fenced-in lot, one court decided, for example, could not be burgled. So the next time you think about a word like burglary, one that has both a common meaning and a legal meaning, remember that while the dictionary may define it one way, courts and lawmakers can be busier than Noah Webster, giving the word new definition beyond the obvious. I'm Amy Guida.